This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. Monterey City Council has unanimously approved a local ordinance to reel in sidewalk vendors near Old Fisherman's Wharf. During a meeting on Tuesday, they agreed to a new framework that requires larger buffers between vendor booths and shrinks the space each vendor occupies, cutting the number of vendors by about half. India Weeks and her husband James Burns have operated Carmouflage for 30 years, the last six in Monterey. They were both separately asked to leave the Tuesday meeting for speaking out of turn. In an interview, Burns says he feels businesses on the wharf are being prioritized over local craftspeople.
We've never had an injury, an accident, no insurance claims. We've never had a police action. We have never had the code officer ticket us in any way. So all of this came out of nowhere.
The city acknowledged that many of these sidewalk businesses rely on vending as their main source of income. But the ordinance cites public health and safety issues as drivers behind the preliminary reading. Nat Roji Nasathera is Monterey's assistant city manager and says the ordinance comes in light of the 4 million people who visit the area near the wharf each year.
There are other areas in the city that vendors can operate, but because this area is the most congested, this is the area that's being regulated.
A second reading of the ordinance is scheduled for August 5th, and the city of Santa Cruz has secured another $4.5 million in funding to support the second phase of construction for the downtown library project. The first phase of the project is set to break ground this summer, and the new funding comes after the passing of the state's budget. The city is praising the work of Senator John Laird for fighting to advocate for the additional funding. This is KAZU News.